excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
Hey, now, if we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way.
Welcome to this big game edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home from a very terrifyingly weak performance, particularly on the offensive side of the ball against Stanford. Quick recap. Things actually looked pretty good coming out of the chute when Stanford fumbled on their first possession of the game, giving Cal the ball. And then quickly got down to the Stanford 35 or so before having to punt or give it away. I forget the exact nature of it. But Stanford then marched right back down the field, got a touchdown. And actually not too long after that, Cal responded with a field goal. And then there was a general sense that, you know, maybe the Bears could keep in this one. They needed a little bit better on defense. The offense, although it had a few good plays, was pretty stifled, but there was some hope. But then Stanford reeled off two more all-too-easy touchdowns in the second quarter, and then we spent a whole lot of time doing nothing in the second half. The final score, the same as halftime, 21-3. The Bears had a horrible day in the running game. I think it was 3 net yards total. And did not have a particularly good day throwing the ball. Maynard was pressing things and not very accurate, and his receivers actually weren't helping him out all that much either. So let's kind of break it down piece by piece, starting with the defense. The defense actually did an okay job considering the circumstances. Stanford is very stout on the offensive line. They're very good at just bowling you over and getting points through their dominant running game. And actually, Cal didn't make it that easy. They did make Nunez throw the ball. And actually, he had a reasonable amount of success doing so. But because we were playing the run so heavily. But he didn't have a ton of success. He missed a lot of players, a number of dropped balls. And the defense played it pretty balanced. They didn't give up any points in the second half. At least one of the touchdowns in the first half was off of a very short field, and there's just generally not much more you could expect out of this defense than to hold Stanford to 21 points, particularly with the turnovers that the offense was giving. I think there were 3 or 4 in the game. Keenan gave them the ball at the Cal 20 in one instance. Maynard fumbled another one. There was a mixed exchange between Bigelow and Maynard. Just not a very good day on the offensive side of the ball to the degree that it made life much harder on the defense. They were on the field for 36 minutes. That's a long time. And to give up 21 points considering the short field and all those things was pretty good. They did get pushed around a little bit. I wouldn't say they horribly lost the battle in the trenches on the defensive side, but there were some definite plays where they were getting blown up pretty good. They did not get to Nunez sufficiently, frequently enough to really rattle him. He pretty much had the time he needed to throw, although there was some pressure. But for the most part, the Stanford offensive line held their own. And that's why they were able to score the 21 points that they were. That was not the dominating performance that maybe, you know, could have been a game changer. However, I think it was enough of a stalemate again that with Stanford's conservative style of play, that's why they only ended up with 21 points. So not such a horrible job. Secondary did okay, did a reasonable job of getting in there and disrupting things, getting their hands on the ball. One or two pass interference calls that were frustrating, one in particular by Steve Williams, where he ended up intercepting the ball. And the worst part about it was he had no need to do pass interference. He shoved the guy pretty hard, but he had such good position, he would have been in the right position to catch the ball and intercept it in either case. And it was a really wasted penalty that gave back an interception with no really good meaningful reason. Linebackers, we are getting pretty thin at this point with the injuries, more guys not in action. Pretty difficult to see just how it keeps happening. But the youth, I think, actually is doing okay filling in, so that's nice to see. Defensive line, I really have hope for more out of them, but I can't say that this was a bad performance for them. They, as I said, they seem to be somewhat of a stalemate, and it's really tough against a front like Stanford's to win that battle. So the fact that they did okay says to me the defensive line was holding up its end of the bargain reasonably well. The one thing I did notice, though, and this was both the linebackers and the linemen, Stanford was routinely getting the better position, getting their pads underneath Cal's pads, and that made a big difference. Stanford's technique on the offensive line for blocking is very, very good. If Cal had that sort of coaching and execution as far as blocking, we'd be in a much better position. Some of that, of course, is the talent that Stanford has recruited, but there's plenty of it that's clearly coaching. So defense, you know, overall, as I said, did pretty well. Nothing, no glaring problems. A couple of penalties, but nothing outlandish. A much stronger offensive performance could have turned this into a Cal win, and it would have really taken a overwhelming defensive performance, something that you're just not going to get very frequently against a team of the caliber of Stanford. So moving over to the offense, a totally different story. First of all, let's start with the offensive line. They got manhandled. They got abused. They didn't get any of their blocks. The worst part was Stanford didn't have to do it with sending extra guys or stunts or things that, you know, have risks associated to them. They did it with very generic setups, just with good technique, overwhelming our players, busting up plays left and right and left and right. It was just this dominating performance that made everything not work on offense. We lost this game in the trenches on the offensive side of the ball. It's that simple. Things could be done to mitigate that, but sparing those things, you're just not going to win when the defensive line is constantly in the backfield, constantly disrupting plays, both pass and run plays. We couldn't even do a sweep because the defense was getting so far upfield that they were just running into the defensive ends. It was really a very disheartening performance for the offensive line, and really pretty much was where the game was lost. To compound that, however, the one thing that Cal could have done execution-wise, or at least they tried to do execution-wise, was to pass the ball and take some of that pressure off. And they were doing a lot of quick passing, which is the right thing to do, but Maynard was just not having one of his better days. If he had played like he played last year, the Bears might have actually stood a chance. But he was throwing balls in bad places. He was being very slow at reading the defenses and finding the open guys. There was a number of instances where it was clear he was throwing to the wrong guy as far as who was open. He almost seemed to be purposefully ignoring Keenan Allen as if he was talked to and said, "You can't throw to him on every play." And he was overcompensating because I saw Keenan open a number of times where he would have been thrown to, particularly last week. He just did not have that great of a game. And I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I can't imagine that they're all that good for Maynard. Wide receivers did okay. I didn't think they did very good route running, actually. But actually, I think that comes more back to the coaching and what they were trying to accomplish, and I'll get to that in a minute. But still, I didn't see a lot of great execution there. Running backs, they just never had a chance. And unfortunately, particularly EC was trying too hard, as opposed to just pushing forward and getting the few yards that they could, or at least making sure there weren't a loss. A lot of times they were trying to do too much and ended up losing significant yardage, and it really hurt the offense. The number of times the Bears were in 2nd and 16 or 14 because of a busted up running play was way, way too many. It's one thing where, you know, a couple times a game you get sacked and you're in 2nd and 16, but the whole idea of the running game is that it is lower risk, lower reward, but if you can get it working, the consistency of it really works for you. Well, if your running game can be as not productive as your passing game, you got a real problem, and that's what happened today. So I didn't think it was a particularly strong performance, particularly by EC. Brendan Bigelow had the best day of the three of them. He was a little bit more elusive, got away from a few things, had a nice little run after a reception that was nice to see. They were getting him out in space, which was nice. CJ, I think, did his normal thing, but there was just nothing there. There were no holes, and he was getting bottled up pretty badly. So, but at least he wasn't going backwards like EC was. Richard Rodgers, you know, is partially responsible for the passing game, partially responsible for the blocking, and I can't blame the passing problems on him because at least the balls I saw thrown his way were way off target, you know, really troublingly so. Maynard, as I said, did not have a good day. Which brings us to the offensive strategy, the coaching, and what was decided on. And I am just really frustrated with how this game was designed and called up. There was clearly a desire to keep the momentum going with the short passes, the three-step drops, a number of the things that have worked against UCLA and Washington State. But all the wrong lessons were learned this week. The passing plays used to do those things this week, it was like they were getting too tricky and trying too hard, as opposed to just doing quick slants and allowing Maynard to launch it in there. That's not what was happening. There were these stop and push off routes and quick curls and things that just did not have the opportunity to get downfield, the opportunity for the wide receiver to break some tackles and keep moving. So much of it was these button hooks that they're just not going to work. And particularly when you got a defense that's playing up, they'll end up tackling you very quickly. There must have been three different pass plays on, you know, third and you know, reasonable yardage, you know, 6, 7, or maybe even less, where the Cal receiver didn't get downfield enough to make the first down. They make the reception, and they end up a yard or two short. It was representative of the problems with the offensive philosophy for the whole game. Because they weren't even the type that, well, it was designed to break a block and you know, knife downfield. No, it was the type where it was designed to just go down where the receiver sat down. And it was just very frustrating. I feel like it was the wrong passing strategy for the game. The running game was so stifled. I have no idea even what they wanted to do. And we never actually got to see it. It's hard to tell how much of that is coaching and how much of that is poor execution and just being overwhelmed, but the passing game definitely could have been better with a different game plan. Now, Maynard would have had to deliver some of the things he wasn't delivering today, but at least he would have had a shot. At least the ball would have gotten out there, and again, it would have been quick release. Which is the one thing they did do. It was a lot of quick release stuff, you know, so he didn't get sacked too often. You know, there were 2 to 3 sacks. I don't remember the exact number, so they were still there, but it, you know, could have been a lot worse if it weren't for the game plan emphasizing the quick pass. But nevertheless, if you're going to do that, you still have to do it in a way that Maynard knows where he's going, that's obvious, and I felt like the routes chosen and the routes run were counterproductive to what needed to be done to have a good offensive performance. I mean, an example was in the fourth quarter, you know, they're inside the 10-yard line, and one time Bryce Treggs, another time Keenan Allen had a ton of space, and all they had to do was do a break-in slant route, and Maynard should have just been able to, as soon as they could see that they were beating the corner to the inside, thrown it their way. But that's not the route run. They ran these button hooks and in and outs and things that just weren't working and took too long to develop. So very frustrating. You could almost argue that if they'd done that very differently, that could have been enough of a difference to win this game, despite the significant difference in point totals for the two teams. So that was really, really frustrating. Taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture, it is quite obvious that the Stanford program, particularly in the trenches, in the line recruiting, in that area, is well ahead of Cal right now. And that's where this game was won. Very disappointing to see that's the reality. Sorry about that. But it is the reality. And it'll be interesting to see if Stanford can maintain that. I don't feel like they're doing as good of a job now that Harbaugh's gone of finding that talent and developing it. They're still doing pretty well there. But I would not be surprised to see a slow decline to where they will win a number of games in the trenches, but over 3 or 4 years, they'll start to kind of wean down and just not have quite as much of a dominating game in the trenches. And, you know, similar to what's happened to Cal, not so much with the trenches, but just the overall talent level decreasing over time. But right now, they're able to win games by dominating in the trenches, and only the really good teams who either come up with an exceptional game plan to work around that or can go toe-to-toe with them in the trenches, like Notre Dame did, would be the ones to have a shot at beating Stanford. Stanford's going to win a number of games for the remainder of the season, I think. The really good teams, the Oregon's, actually a game I'm very much looking forward to is Stanford-Oregon State, as far as seeing how those two teams match up, because Stanford might be able to just blow that one open in the trenches and call it good. So it'll be interesting to see with them. As for Cal and their remaining schedule, I mean, this team is still a very compromised team. It's quite clear we can beat the weaker teams. I feel like the energy level is higher. They played with reasonable energy today for most of the game. As things kind of got worn down, I think there was some losses there and some moments where they weren't really giving it their all. But for the most part, it was reasonable today. They'll need to keep that up. But they can't afford to let up next week at Utah. I'm actually going to that game, looking forward to it. But that should be a win. And then the next game after that, Washington, will probably be the deciding game for Tedford's career, unless he can pull an upset in the last 2 weeks, which I'm just not feeling he's going to be able to do. We just don't have enough talent to beat Oregon, and Oregon State has our number the same way USC does. I'm not really expecting a strong performance in that game. So it comes down to Washington as far as saving Tedford's job, getting that fifth win, which even that may not be enough, but without it, I think he probably is gone, is my guess, because all we will have beaten is the very weakest teams in the conference, WSU, Utah, and then a UCLA win that could be looked in a good light, but I think when we look back at the end of the season, there's a good chance they will not be viewed quite as strongly as they are right now. Although, it'll be interesting to see. I still think that's Cal's strongest performance of the entire season, even stronger than the loss at Ohio State. So, we shall see. But, so tune in for the On the Road Home podcast after those games, and we'll talk it through. Thanks for listening, and go Bears. On the road again.